Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Diana Romanoff is the founder of Romanoff Law. They're an award-winning family law firm. She is a speaker and a YouTuber. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I practice family law in California. I have been a child of divorced parents who have been divorcing each other 5 times. I have seen it from in and out. And when I passed the bar in Germany, I thought, you know what, I would like to live in America. So I moved in America, passed the bar in America, California. And the first thought came to mind, how can I connect with people on a level that they will relate, on a level that I can relate? So I can relate not only to, and I have been divorced in Germany, so I can relate as a divorcee from a perspective when I was a child, seeing how my parents were divorcing. And I like people. I like to help people. So it was a perfect combination of being able to relate to people and being able to use my talent to mediate, negotiate, if need be, litigate in practice. And I also wrote a book right here, Divorce Like a Boss. It's on Amazon. So this book is about over 10 years of experience. Well, I have 13 years of experience, but over 10 years of experience, because I published it a couple of years ago, of clients asking the same questions. And I put it structured in a book as an audio format, Kindle book, hard copy format. Questions that people ask would be how to dress, what to expect, what are the steps, basic, well written in terms of I attempted to avoid as much as possible legal language, so it's easier to read for a layperson who has never been in a divorce, and it's not thick, so it's literally easy to understand, with homework assignments, with questions after each chapter. And then here, this is my YouTube channel batch of, so I posted over 500 videos about information about divorce, not legal advice, information. So same questions, but more visual, about spousal support, child support, domestic violence. So I devoted myself to do what I like, which is great for me, and share that information on YouTube and all platforms I can find, Instagram. So if you type Divorce Like a Boss, Diana, you'll find me everywhere.
Excellent. Your parents divorced 5 times?
The first two I remember. And they're still together, by the way.
Got divorced 5 times and remarried?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if they're remarried now. I think they're legally separate, but they're together. The point is, they are together. They know each other since my mother was 19 and my father was 5 years older. So I'm not surprised there. I feel like they were children when they got me. So it's one thing to avoid, get married when you're a little bit more adult.
You mentioned how you've been working with people for well over a decade, and you get a lot of the same questions, which isn't necessarily surprising. Are there a lot of the same kind of patterns and habits that you also see?
Yes, I do notice when people get married quickly, when they don't know each other, some of the nastiest litigation cases I had where they knew each other for a couple months. She got pregnant. They got married. And then I learned, or the other side learned, well, actually, this other person had mental health problems that were undetected or undisclosed, or mental physical health issues like HIV undisclosed. Things of that nature can break trust big time. And when a child is involved, or another discovery where they knew each other for a couple months, she got pregnant, and it turns out the father of her first child was an abuser, potentially. So she created this picture in her mind where she created this domestic violence case to get sole custody, where domestic violence sometimes is used to get sole custody when someone claims falsely something. There are a lot of cases when it's not the case, but some cases I had seen were, and usually when I see false domestic violence restraining orders being filed, it's when people did not freaking know each other. They just, and then when I ask them, what did you like about the other person? And usually it's infatuation. I would say first 6 months to a year, it would be not possible to know someone truly without experiencing first conflict, first disagreement, wait to have a child. If not, see, I mean, these things can be easily, not easily, but somewhat easily discovered during the dating period. From 1 year to 3 years, people can hide their true nature. So these are my high conflict cases, what I call. It's not guaranteed that after 10 years of marriage, it could be also a high conflict case, but that's where I see a lot of problems show up with young couples, first 3 years of childbirth.
Well, that certainly does make sense. We can be just in like pure infatuation with somebody for a good amount of time, and we can also hide things we don't necessarily want other people to see for a good amount of time, but not forever. So that's a tricky thing. I've heard the saying people date for marriage, which means I'm going into my dating life intending to get married, and I see value in that. But I also can see, based on what you just said, that that could cause you to maybe go a little too quickly and to avoid red flags.
Yes. And then when they're together, let's say somewhat healthy relationship, then they have a child, and then they learn that they have differences in parenting. Well, they haven't talked about that. Most people don't, but it would be good to talk about it. How do you see our child grow up? What country would you see our child grow up? For example, if they met each other in Europe, and both of them from Europe, but he or she had a job here, and they decide to have a child, well, guess what? The biggest case then becomes move away case. When the child is 5, 6, 7, and they haven't discussed that. So that would have been a good topic to discuss, where to live.
And is it a function of that people don't know to ask these questions, and or we're not comfortable having what we would perceive to be and what might be a difficult conversation like that?
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It's similar to the prenup conversation. You know, oh, we are in love. We would like to avoid any uncomfortable topic. But that's where the true nature of a really quality relationship will shine or fail, when these uncomfortable topics are going to be discovered. So, for example, the topic of money. Well, how are we going to split or not split? Who's going to pay for things? Are you expecting? I find sometimes that when one person starts earning money, then the other person thinks, well, I shouldn't be working then because you're my wife or my husband, and therefore. So these things are better discovered before. I have clients, potential clients, who called me up and said, my wife didn't work for 20 years and I'm making $1 million and I don't want to pay for spousal support. I'm like, what? So for 20 years that was okay and now it's not? So having these conversations earlier would be good. Or living, money, education, private school, not private school. These are hot topics people avoid. And even if they choose not to have a prenup, it would be good to know how much is the other person is in debt. I had a client who wanted a prenup, and she wanted to protect her assets. And in the process of preparing the prenup, she found out that her future-to-be husband has so much debt that she didn't know about. Really? That is so important to find out. Did she marry him still? Yes, but it was more a conscious choice. Now she knew what she's getting into. That would not have been discovered. Imagine she married him and there would be no prenup and he would incur millions of dollars in debt, and that would have been community property debt. How upsetting would that be?
Very.
And then topping with a couple children and a private school, and then you see how it unfolds. So it's the topic of communication is pretty rhymed already. But what I'm talking about is getting into where there is some resistance. What resists, persists. It will always come back. If we don't talk about it, it will persist at some point in time. And when it happens, it would hurt.
And I imagine it gets more and more painful, just like compound interest. The longer we wait, the more painful these things can get.
Yeah. It's like drinking alcohol. Oh, I have a problem. Let's drink, forget about it. And then the problem comes back next day anyway.
Yes. Using alcohol to forget about your drinking problem is probably not a successful strategy.
Right.
So having upfront conversations about parenting, disciplining, how it is you're going to raise them. I know for my wife and I, we come from different religious backgrounds. So we had a conversation early on about how we were going to raise our kids. But money, which you just touched on, do you encourage people to keep finances separate, to keep everything together, to put everything together? Does it depend?
It depends. It depends on the culture, agreements. I wouldn't dictate how people divide and deal with their money. Some situations are better for someone not to work. If they have more children and the other spouse working would mean that they would earn as much as they would pay for the nanny, that doesn't make sense. So they would decide to stay home. But these topics would need to be talked about prior. And also going back into the topics to discuss before even getting married, to get clear about the why. Why is this marriage important to me? Sometimes also another divorce situations I had where there is arranged marriage or age pressure or, you know, catch the train sort of. The motivation behind it can speak louder than, and sometimes women tend to feel that way. getting married because they're running out of time to get a childbirth. And then 2 years, 3 years later, they have two children and they divorce. But the red flags were all along there. So to get clear about conscious decision, why?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm fond of saying that you need to treat red flags as red flags, because I find people all too often can see them, but they either decide to not pay attention to them, or they're willfully just sort of completely ignore them and pretend they're not there.
Right. And I have a lot of clients with second marriages, where they are asking for prenups because they have been through hell in the first marriage. So those clients are the best because they already went through it. They know what it takes to protect their assets. They know their limits, and that's where conscious aging helps, to not get married when you're 19 or 21, but just be conscious about choices and preferences. I feel until we age, at some point in time, we build this muscle of finding out what do we like. And so the mature we are, the less likely, mature and knowledgeable about what we like, what we don't like, that's where the boundaries come in. That's creating less likely to get divorced.
Yeah, it certainly strikes me that if I had gotten married when I was 20 years old, that I would not have, it wouldn't have lasted. I'm 47 years old today, and I was 33 when I got married. And there's so many things about myself that I needed to either go through or experience or learn or try. And if I had not done those, I think that would be 47 years old with a lot of regret or wanting to do them now. So I definitely agree that it's prudent to maybe have a little bit of life experience.
Oh, wondering about whether the grass is greener.
Totally.
What a life to wonder about it. But at 30 something, you already knew what you're looking for. You have been on that green grass, and it turned out maybe to be fake.
Right. Yeah. The grass is greenest where you water it the most, Diana. That's probably the truth. And to a degree, we're talking about relationships and sex. And so how do you think about that? And how do you help people have those kinds of conversations when it comes to marital relationships?
I feel people should be able to agree to whatever they decide is best for them. If they would like to have an open relationship and they know their boundaries and they know how to discuss that, that's fine. I don't have as many open marriage divorces, maybe one or two, or maybe they don't tell me, but agreements can be reached on any given topic: money, sex, relationship, child, any agreement. The part about cheating or getting into debt without the other person's knowing, it's all about...
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Violating either an expressed agreement or implied agreement. An expressed agreement would be, we're exclusive. And then years later, there is this sex addiction that comes out. Or implied agreement would be, we're in charge of our finances. And then years later, there are credit card debts that come out. that haven't been disclosed.
I could see that would be where problems would really occur if we're violating agreements that we made, or we're violating agreements that we assumed. Both are,
yeah. I had culturally predisposed couples where it was traditionally acceptable that a male partner would be taking care of finances, and a female partner, educated woman, would come to my office, it's a doctor, and she wouldn't even know what her husband's bank accounts and net worth would look like. It was a taboo to discuss. And so that's where it gets complicated, because then we have to send the discovery, and then we face resistance because that's culturally mine. But California law allows discovery, allows everyone has to put everything on the table in order to settle a case or litigate the case. Cannot hide the ball.
Is that better when everything's out in the open?
Better for whom? it's possible to discuss something we know. So if I don't know that the other side has $1 million in debt, how can I advise my client to divide the home? Or it's impossible to equally divide under California law if we don't have all the cards on the table. I had a client who was asking me to prepare a prenup, and I asked to disclose all assets, and he said, well, I have assets overseas. They don't count, so let's include only these assets. I don't want her to know. I don't want her to even touch it. That's a cultural thing sometimes.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. A couple minutes ago, you said agreements can be reached on any topic, and I think that that is a powerful sentence right there. Obviously, so long as people are looking for agreement, because sometimes maybe people aren't. They just want to punch the other person in the face a lot.
Most cases should settle unless someone is so stuck on their position to the point where the price of winning is not worth it. Sometimes I have to go to trial, not because my client is unreasonable, because I feel I personally dedicate myself to not file any frivolous lawsuits, not to push unreasonable position. But when the other side is so unreasonable where we just have no other choice, that happens.
Yeah, sure. There's this... I like the sort of Buddhist idea that a thing is neither good nor bad. Divorce is not good or bad. It just is divorce. Marriage is not good or bad. It's just divorce. What do you think about that?
I actually just talked over the weekend with another family law attorney about stress. I asked my friend, family law attorney, why don't you take DV trials or custody trials? And he said, it's very stressful. I rather take six cases that are easy, uncontested, than one case that goes to trial. And in that conversation, I realized that my relationship to things, to trials, is different. I do know it's stressful, but I shake it off after a stressful day, like a dog, you know, just shake it off, the stress, and then move on. So it's, I think the perception of stress or perception of what's divorce is the relationship with this topic. Not, some people just can't breathe when we are in mediation. They're just so overwhelmed. And other people already moved on. And they're just like, okay, well, let me get through it. Let's look at this as a business deal. I would like to give more so that I can start earning money instead of being stuck in litigation.
Yeah.
So I noticed the relationship to the topic is more important than the topic itself. It's not about the problem. It's about the perception of the problem. about the problem.
Not the problem itself, it's our perception of it. I love it.
Yes.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? Where can they get their copy of Divorce Like a Boss? And give us the YouTube channel, give us the websites, all the things.
I made it as easy as possible. If you go and type in Google Divorce Like a Boss book, then you will find it on Amazon in four formats. If you type Divorce Like a Boss YouTube, then the channel and the book, same name. And my website is romanofflaw.com. And then people can click online to my online calendar to schedule consultations.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Diana your appreciation, share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Get your copy of Divorce Like a Boss by entering Divorce Like a Boss into your favorite search engine, or just go right to Amazon and enter it in. Go to Romanov Law, R-O-M-A-N-O-V, law.com. Check out all the great resources, and you can schedule a time to have a quick conversation with Diana there as well. Thanks again, Diana.
Thanks.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.